ויאנדף חופסאין עמד בייס, חוסר רב יהודה ודונאי דין אחר. He says, the first limit of Rabbi Yehuda was Mikoyach HaKal V'Chaymer, that if Noiso is Chayev B'Schayfe, it is no Bar Yiro, it's about the Gevis, how much should be Chayev B'Schayfe? And that the Chachamim V'Chaylik, they told him, you can't, so if you're learning a Hagbolem, the mitzvah Tashbisu, through your Kal V'Chaymer, so it comes out called in Shatadon Chilose Lahachme Vesayf Elahokalein Edir. Emot Zaitim Leserfa Yeyeshev Rabotu. Teir Omra Tashbis Eser Mibotechem. So that's why Al Tamid of a Kal Vachayma you can't learn now. Chaza Rab Yehude Vedono Idin Acha. A different limud. Noisar Osar Bachile Vechomets Osar Bachile. Ma Noisar Besreife Av Chomets Besreife. So Rashi says, V'donoi din acher, she'ene kal v'choyme, elu gzeire shove. Rashash says, Rashi does not mean gzeire shove, Rashi means amamotzino. U'bein l'kule, u'bein l'chumre, basro azline. Amamotzino works that if the two noisim are the same, the two cases are the same, so therefore the halachis in both cases should be similar. The gzeres hakosov hu vein lohoshiv olov tchilos el ahachmer v'soif el ahokol. The mamatzino pasna to ask such a kash, in the mid of kal v'chaymer, I'm just the mid of a kal v'chaymer is the cases are not the same. But I'm saying that the chaymer should have all the chumras of the kal. So you're saying, but you're learning out a kule that the chayma should get to this limit. You can learn out kulis to amida v'kal v'chayma. But if you're learning out from a mamotzinu, so a mamotzinu, since both cases are similar, so it should have similar halachas, so then it doesn't matter if it comes out kulis, if it comes out chumris. Ein lahoshiv olav tchilos el ahachmer v'soif el ahokol. Now, b'emison there's a big machlekes and achreinim, how to learn pshat in the Gemara, Chzenish, Reb the Mekor Chaim, and from this Rashi we see, Bocha was once Meirah, from this Rashi we see that Rashi did not learn like them. The Chzenish and Mekor Chaim want to say that this limud, Chozer Rab Yehuda V'Donoi Din Acher, is pshat is as follows. We're going to learn out from Noisa. Just like Noisa is chayiv b'scheif, and Noisa is also bachilin is chayiv b'scheif, so chometz is also chayiv b'scheif. A lady must say Noisa is also banov chayiv b'scheif, so this is also, so chometz is also chayiv b'scheif. So they want to say, the Mekor Chaim, for example, wants to say, amuim dikizach, that this, the chayiv b'scheif of chometz, is not at all totally in the chiyuv of tashbisu. That means mitzvah tashbisu could be I'm a kaim with bittel. Could be if I take it out of my reshus, I'm also I'm a kaim tashbisu also later, or I'm not mechuyiv in tashbisu. But the din, the iser hanosha boy is mechayiv schreife. That means like olos chayiv b'schreife. Olos also banot chayiv schreife. The iser hanosha boy, not afke my olas chayiv b'sreife. Olas mina nisrofim, the isar anos mechayiv, it should be nisrat. So the Mekor Chaim wants to say that the din sreife, what we're learning out now, is not out the mitzvah of tashbisu. It is out sefakel tafil, it was mekayim tashbisu, but mitzad the isar anosha boy is chayiv sreife. The Chazanish wants to be meisiv, so it'll come out like this, that the whole kasha of the Rabbonon is not shver. The kasha of the Rabbonon was called in Shatadon Tchilos Elach Mevseif Elohokal Ein Eidin. That if you're learning out a kule, if you're learning out a kule from a Kal V'Chaymer, you can learn out a Kal V'Chaymer. So the Chazanish says, now Rabbi Yehuda is saying as follows. Mitzvah Tashbisu is Becholdova. I have nothing, the Mitzvah Tashbisu is just the way you learn it's Becholdova, you also learn it's Becholdova. He just was machadish that there's a new din. There's a din that you have to burn it als the Isser HaNosha boy, als the Isser HaChilosha boy. So there's two chiyuv, and that's what Rav Yehuda was mechabish. That means if you are going to be mefarav v'zoyre l'ruach, chometz, so mitzvah tashbisa you are mekayim, but you are mevatel a mitzvah of schreife that the Isser HaNosha boy is mechayim. So if he doesn't have any eitzim, I do what you do. I'm not being makdin in any way the chiyuv of tashbisu. I'm not making any kulis in tashbisu. But I'm just saying there's a new mechayiv of sreifa al tisar hano sheboy, al tisar achilu sheboy. And we see, well, it's not totally one and the other. I feel like you're mevatel the chometz, you still have to burn it, the Mekor Chaim says. So it comes out that Rav Yehuda is saying now, your tainet, according to Rav Yehuda, is kal v'chaimel, so zicha was a kal v'chaimel, what pshat tashbisu is. And it comes out of kula. That was the chachamim achayilik on him. The chachamim tainet that you can learn outside a hagbola in mitzvah tashbisu because it'll come out of kula. If it's ain't loy eitzim, will be yoshev a bottle. The second limud is not a hakbola in mitzvah tashbisu. Mitzvah tashbisu, I made is kepashta dekro. You get rid of it in any way you want to get rid of it. But he was just mechadish that is a new mechayev of streifa, if possible, als the din iser achilo, the din iser hanoshe boy. That's how they want to say pshat. So someone was ma'ira from Rashi is mashmenitazoi, because Rashi says now there's no kashe. Because it's not a kal v'chaim, it's a gzeira shava, Rashi says. Al kaponim, Rashi v'aistachoyis, that the second limud is not the way they learn pshat. Not pshat is that there's a new mechayiv of sreife al tzisar hanor, isar chile shaboy. No, this is a gilui in tashbisu. That the mitzvah tashbisu is davke b'sreife. I am learning how to cool it. The chol chesoron of a cool it is only by a midah of a kal v'chaimer, then that's a shter in the limud, because you can't learn out kulas from a kal v'chaimer. A magzeir shaver or a mamatzino, the way the Rishah says, I can learn out kulas. So I'll kapon him, but there are two mahalchim, how to learn pshat in the sugya. If Rabbi Yehuda is learning the same limud, that mitzvah tashbisu is davke b'sreife, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, if ain loy eats him, now also he'll be yoshev a bottle. And if he was mevatel the chometz, then there won't be a chiyuv to be seirifit. That's one way to learn. Or you can learn that Rabbi Yehuda is learning a new mechayiv. That besides mitzvah tashbisu, there's another mechayiv. There's a mechayiv, there's a rachil, and there's a ranoshe boy, there's a chayiv, there should be nisra. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amrulai nevela techiach. He says, what are you telling me? That the Isar Achila of Chometz is mechayiv that it should be b'sreife. Nevela techiach. Shasura b'achila ve'ein natun esreif. Amalohu hefresh. There's a difference. Noisar osa b'achila b'ano v'chometz osa b'achila b'ano. Ma noisar ton sreife av Chometz ton sreife. So Mamel, I'm learning out not the Isser Achilles Machayim Shreif, but the Isser Achilles Vanoz Machayim Shreif. Omrulai, Sheranisko Yechiach, Shosab Achilles Vanoz, Vein Eton Shreif. Omrulahen, Hefresh, Neisser Osab Achilles Vanoz, Onesh Koriz, Vachomets Osab Achilles Vanoz, Onesh Koriz, Vanoisab Shreif, Avchomets Beshreif, and you don't have a pilcha of Sheranisko. Sheranisko is not Bekoris. Amru loy, chelboy shel Sheranisko yechiyach. Sheosa bachila banova nishkoris, ve'ein ton sreife. So they told him, I do have a chiyach, for chelboy shel Sheranisko. Now, on L'chayra, this gemore bachlar dachsachmer is very schwer. And Shitas Rashi Taf Yudbeis Amid Beis. We hear a machloikes Rashi and Toisvis when the Chiyuv Sreife is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi Shitas the Chiyuv Sreife is Shoshishis. Shoshvis Ashbasosai Bechol Dovah. So it's Moiridik Modne. How could you learn? Pesach doesn't ask this kasha, but Lechere, on this limud, Lechere, it's very schwer. How can you, if you're learning God, Moise is also Banov, Chai Beschefe, so Chomet is also Banov, Chai Beschefe. I mean, and according to Rashi, it comes out when it's also Banov, Sashpe Sase Bechodovo. And the whole Chai Beschefe is when it's Mutta Banov. I mean, it's Lechere, it's a Pella, how Rashi learned Pshat in this Gemara. The Rabbi Chonon and Kovit Shiurim is Ma'ira. What does the Gemara say? Chelboi shol sher haniskol yechiyach. He says the Gemara, the last limud of the Gemara is as follows: that you need three tnoim in order to be mechayev sreife. It's osa bachila, osa bano, and there's isakoris bachilosa. So something that has these three conditions, it's chayev sreife. So the Gemara says, Chelbay shall share haniskol yechiyach. That's also bachil, also bano, banishkos. Frekt Rabbi Chonon, Chelbay shall share haniskol is a combination of two isurim. It's the isa chaylev that's chayiv koris, it's muta bano. Share haniskol is also bano, it's not chayiv koris. She made a kugel over here. You made chaylev shall share haniskol, so it's not an isa that's also bachila bano chayiv koris. You have two isurim over here. You isa chaylev. You don't have an isa chomo like this. We're saying the chomet as the these three components. It's also bachila bano vanish koris. It's chayiv b'shefe. So Rabbi Chonon Tainis chaylev shel sheraniskel is you don't have this chaylev is muta bano. This sheraniskel is not chayiv koris. So you don't have one Israel that has all these three halachas. So how can you make a yechiyach of chelbei shol sher haniskol? I was just thinking if perhaps this kasha is perhaps dependent in the chakira we mentioned before. If we'll say the way the Mekar Chaim and the Chazanish want to say that the chiyev sreife is not because of tashbisu. The chiyev sreife is als the isa hanoshe boy is mechayev koris. So, if we say like that, so we're saying that something that's also bachile u ba'ano va'onish koris is chayev sreife. If we'll say that, it's not, so it could be it's not totally an Hashem isa. That means you don't need a one Shem that has all these three tnoim. A chayfet that's also bachila bano banish koris is chayv. If it's a din in this a hanoshe boy, perhaps we could make a kugel and say that we find a chayfet that's also bachila bano banish koris and it's not chayv b'shreif. It is a yechia. If it is a din in mitzvah tashbisu, we want to make a mitzvah tashbisu. The chometz that the tashbisu of chometz is means shreife. Because Chomet says all these three things, so Mamela, I mean, Tashbisu Zicha, Adin in Chomet, it's Adin in the Shem, that Chomet is Chayiv Bashbos, because Chomet says all these three things. So Mamela, then, Lechair, it's difficult to make a pircha of a kugel of Chaylev and Sher Haniskel. But if the Din Sreife is only Mitzat, the Dinim which are on the Chayfets, that means it's the Issa Hanoshe boy is Machayev Koris. So it could be if you have a Chayfetz that's also Bachile or Banon on the Shkoris, it should also be Chayev Streife. Even though the Issa Koris and the Issa Hanor come from two different Shemes. Okpadim Rabbi Chonon Frechter Ha'ore. There's one more Ha'ore on this Gemara, and on the next Gemara we'll have later. The Gdei Lechroinim asked the Kasha, the Rabbi Kevega, Sam Sefer. On this Gemara I found the Chazanish asks the Kasha. We're learning out Chomet from Noisa. Just like Noisa is Besreife, is some Mamele Chomet should also be Besreife. Chomet is similar to Noisa with these Inyonim, Tosa Bachila, Bano, Onishkoris. And now we have Pirches. And the Vela Yechiyach, Sheraniskol Yechiyach, Chelov Sheraniskol Yechiyach. The Chazanish asks, how can you bring a Hechoche from these three Inyonim and this union there's no mitzvah levaroi. There's no mitzvah bachlal levaroi. By chometz there is a mitzvah of tashbisu. By noiser there's a mitzvah of sreife. So now lechere, this lechere is not like yenach hazenish we mentioned before. But lechere by chometz is a mitzvah to get rid of it. The shayla is how do you get rid of it? But there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. By noiser there's also a mitzvah to get rid of it. Ayyidei sreife. By Sher Aniskel, there's no mitzvah to get rid of it at all. So I can say Sher Aniskel Yechiyach. Sher Aniskel Yechiyach, that it's, Sher Aniskel, there's no mitzvah levarim in oilam. So there's no din sreife. Here we're speaking about by chometz, there is a mitzvah levarim in oilam. If there's a mitzvah levarim in oilam, so we may, so clear, about how does this, how, what is the oifen levarim in oilam? So we say this is similar to Noisa. This is similar to Noisa. So, L'chayre, how do you have a choche of Sher Aniskel, Chelbe shel Sher Aniskel? Tzchet Samayr Dike Kashe. The Chazanish Taine is that, it's not such a Kashe. The Chazanish wants to say that, how did we learn before Noisa? Before Noisa, we had a Pasuk of Tashbisu. So the pasuk was Tashbisu, you have to get rid of the chometz, Mafarav Zayil Ruach, Matal Yom, that's how we learn Pshat in the pasuk. And so the pasuk isn't Machayev Sreife. Pasuk is Machayev, Mafarav Zayil Ruach, Matal Yom. So what is the Sibbe to be Machayev Sreife? What is the Sibbe to be Mafkiye Mipashte de Kron, to be Magbul the pasuk that Tashbisu means only Sreife? The Sibbe is because it has the tnoim that Noiser has. So that is a machayev to make sreifim. So the Gemara is just saying these tnoim are not machayevim. Just like it's not a machayev by Sher Aniskel or by Chelbeishel Sher Aniskel. So this should not change the status quo of chometz before the limud of Noiser. If you see these tnoim, of Isar Achila Vanov on Ishkoris, do not create any halachis by Sher Aniskel and Chelbesh Sher Aniskel. So it should not create any halachis, any new halachis by Chometz. So pas yo apirche, even though there's no mitzvah to be mevayer Sher Aniskel. Let us see Tosfos. Ma noiser besreife af Chometz besreife. Vim toimer. Laman de dorish lael hanoiser besreife, vein davar acha besreife. The Gemara learned out a mute. Gemara learned out from the pasuk of noiser that says lo yochel by noiser. We learn abeni yilagufet ni lecholisum shebetayre. I let it be chayiv besreife. Cholisum shebetayre. The Gemara says hanoiser besreife. Noiser besreife means cholisum shebetayre besreife. But we have a mute. And cholisum shebetayre over there meant chometz and Sher Aniskel. Al kaponim we have a miut that chometz is not besreife. Laman de dorish lael hanoisa besreife and davaracha besreife. Heiche yalef Rav Yehuda chometz besreife minoisa. I have a miut. Betiritz Rashba de leslon lemuutei minoisa elashar isurim. Abul chometz de domi lenoisa bekores bebal seisiru loy matina. We're not memayit taste this fakel, since this is similar to Noisa, so memayla, we don't use the miyut for this. Vimtaima, so now taste is saying a chiddush that mistava, you're not memayit something that's dumi de Noisa. Taste in taima la'el, heichi yalef shari surin bimeina yinyin, we had an extra posik by Noisa. We said that we don't need it for Noisa, so we stick it on chometz and Sher Aniskel. Heige yalef shari sum bimene inye nuki kro bechometz lepesach davke the domile tvei faker. If you tell me this, you say that what is more daima to noisa, that should have hilchus noisa. So memele, so punk faker. So the mene inye le noisa tne inye le chometz. So how do you know to jump in and say that Sher Aniskel is also asabano? Yeshleimer the lechometz bepesach leitzorich kro. The Motzel Amela, the Mametzin, the Kerzuk Tachtaisviz, since Chometz is so dummy, so similar to Noisa, you don't even need a limit for it. So we don't need it. So Kochach, the limit has to come, the main Indian has to come for Sharon Iskol. Okay, it's difficult to understand Taisvis, for the Mamatzino is a Nainshim in Adin. There wouldn't be a Din Malkis on the Isser Hano. If the Pasuk is going on Chometz, there's a Din Malkis. Chelboi shel Sher Haniskol Yechiach. Hikshe Rivo. He goof and nail of Minoiso, she besreif at the Domilei. Frektach the Rivo, what shot? We're starting from scratch. We don't know what the Din is by Chometz, but we're saying since Chometz is similar to Noiso, that it's also Bachila Vanov on Ishkoros, it should have Hilchus Noiso. So Rivo said, Chelboi shel Sher Haniskol Yechiach. So Mamela Fraktaisis Adrabe, if it's the same, it'll also be like Noiso. Who tells you not? So Chelbish Asher Anisko will also should also be Chayiv Bisreife. He guvenela me noisa shahi bisreife. The Domile, the Tirits lay Domile Bebal Taisiro. That Sher Anisko is not Doime Lebal Taisiro. So Bemison Taisvis makes it very schwer, so if it's not Doime, so what's the Pirche? So what's the pirche? So the Marsha asks the kasha. The Marsha says, it's not a pirche. It was same later on a new pirche. This Elfiyem is not a pirche because there's another dimion that Chometz has to Naisa, which Sharon Iskol doesn't have. Ain't a chanami. Zog the Gemara weiter. Chaza Rab Yehuda v'donoi din acher. Naisa yeshne bebal teisiroi v'chometz bebal teisiroi. Anoisa beschreife, af chometz beschreife. Zogt Rashi, chometz yeshne bebal tesiroi, lo yeroa ve lo yemotze. So there's a bal tesiroi, you're not allowed to leave over kochim, not allowed to leave over chometz, and so both of them, this similarity is manoisa beschreife, af chometz beschreife. Amru loy, so Taisus says, let's see Taisus. Chazar Abida Vedonai Din Acha. Od the Korilei Hashta Din Acha Tvei Mahani Delel. He says, Lachayra Taisus says, so this is like we're adding another prat that Chometz says, Dumye Denoiso. It's Chaybe Bal Taisiru. Oymer Ivo, Mishum Da Hashta In Tzorech Le Issa Achille Vahano Vahonish Koris. We don't have to make the whole Chabgadye to say that it's also Bechil Avano Vahonish Koris and Bal Taisiru. Ela betzad the bal tesiru lechudei matzina lemeilef the lesser bekulu. We'll learn this nekud alone. The bal tesiru is mechayev, just like the bal tesiru is mechayev sreife by noiso, so the bal tesiru is mechayev sreife by chometz. The chometz areyu be bal tesiru. Teima lari, heicha oved la'el kavuchayma mi noiso she'ene be bal yiro bal yemotzeim. The first limit of Rabbi Yehuda was, that chometz is chay beschreife a kal vachomer from noisa. Noisa is not chay be bal yiro bal yemotze. Vachoshi vachem bal tesiri kemei bal yiro. The gemara is medame. The bal yiro is similar to bal tesiri. Vaimeri de mikol mokem nire de ovet shape kal vachomer. The noisa ene be bal yiro. The miyacha hoiser oiver vishuv ene oiver. That means you're not allowed to leave it, but once you are over, it's finished. You are over. You're not constantly being over. Avul chometz afilu la'ache shehoyser over b'chol shor b'bal yiro. When it's keseder over, afilu he was moiser, he left it over the first minute, so there was bal teisiro, he wasn't allowed to leave it over, but now the next minute is another chiyuv. So memele, the bal teisiro of chometz is more chomer than the bal teisiro of noiser. That was the kal vachomer of Rabbi Yehuda. Manoisa besreife, av chometz besreife. Amru loi, oshem toloi, vechata soif, albo ala sofik, lidvorecho yoichicho. So they said, I have a raya from oshem toloi. And oshem toloi, we'll see in Rashi, and oshem toloi, the noisa of an oshem toloi, is not chayiv besreife. You hold it's chayiv bekvure. Shehein bebal teisiru. It's also Hashem Toloi, you're not allowed to be Moisa. So it is Bebal Tesiru. Sha'ono Oimrim Besreife, we hold the Tzake Besreife, that is Din Noisa of Hashem Toloi is not different than Din Noisa of any other Kolben. Amavata Oimer Bekvure. So Memele, so this is a Pirche Lishitoscha. Shosek Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda had nothing but to say. Rabbi Yehuda is abgefragt. He says, Yeba Yechocha from Oshem Toloi. That's the nice of Oshem Toloi is not Chayiv B'Sreif. So here, on this Pirche, here, the Rabbi Kebeger, Chassam Sofer asked the Kasha, which we mentioned before, from the Chazenish, what's the Pirche of Oshem Toloi? Oshem Toloi, there's no mitzvah levaroi. There's no mitzvah to be mevayr. Kvur is no, it's takolin. There's no mitzvah to be mevayr, a noiser of Oshem Toloi. So maybe there's no mitzvah to be mevayr it. So therefore, there's no din whatsoever. There's no din sreifa. Asher ein kein chometz and noisa shalkabonis, which there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. So then here's a din of sreifa. Here Rabbi Kevega asks the kasha. Chassam Sofer in the Chuvis for emphasis kasha, he says as follows. He brings a Tosfos in Zvachim. The Tosfos says in Zvachim there's a lochem. By kabonis that you need, if you cook a kolben and a keli, so you need marike shtife. You have to get rid of the bliya. If there's a klicheres, you have to break the klicheres. So it brings a taisus and zvachim. That taisus and zvachim says this whole inyan is that just like there's a din noiso that you're not allowed to leave over, a be'en. So the din of Rika Shtifa is that fakir, the tam of kochim is also not allowed to be noisa. You have to get rid of it. That's why that's the din of Rika Shtifa. So he says, so be'emesin, by the noisa, by Oshem Toli, there's also such inyan of bir min oilam. You have to get rid of the tam. We see that there's an inyan of bir. Afal pikein, you have to be mevayer, afilu the tam of the kochim. For Afal Pikain, it's not Besreife. So who are then Chometz? Omar Rav Yosef, Heine de Omri Inchi, Kapo de Chota Nagro, Begavo Nisreif Chardolo. The Welt has a marshal that I had a person, a carpenter, that he went and made a spoon, and he burnt his tongue with chardel, with the spoon that he carved out, he burnt his tongue. Abaya Omar Sadno Pesadne Yosef Midvil Yodei Mishtalet. Abaya said a different marshal. You have a carpenter that made a something that prevents a person from walking. He's tied into it. This is tied to his feet and he can't walk. So that what he himself had made, he's imprisoned with it. The Mizmaisa Yodov, he's getting paid. Rava Oma Gira Begiri Miktel Midvil Yodei Mishtalet. A person made arrows and he got killed with these arrows. So Kaponim, all these three are Mishalim that a person, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda was abgefragt from a halacha that he himself was machadish. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say could be the three lashonis are how stark the opreg is. Rabbi Yosef said if it's an opreg, it won't be so geschmack, but we can achfaremferen the opreg. Abaye said if it's a starker opreg, can sich nicht riechen, but could be still possible a way how to verempfen the opreg. And Rav said it's a weggeharget schein, like it's the Goyin in Mishlei says that they're speaking about Gor Heuche Zachem. Rabbi Yosef is speaking about Oynshe Gehenim, which is Nimshel to an Eish. Abaye is speaking about Oynish of Gilgul, that the neshama is nizgalgul in an heaven, or in a or in a balchai, which is a psamor chomodik oinish. Rav is speaking about gor, either the oinshay mise or a misa ilomis. they're speaking about, that's what they're speaking about. The Gemara brings their Mamorim to Me'en, what happened to Rabbi Yehuda, that he was upkefrak Mishitosai. Zogt Rashi, Oshim Toli, Bo Al Sofi Kores, Kigoin Chelev Vishumen Lefonov, Vishogag Be'echod Mehem, Veini Yedei Ezem Hem Ochel, Ve'im Shochetoi, So what happens if this Oshem Toli became Noisa? Pligi Rab Yehuda v'Rabbonim b'Shili Perek Basra de Tmura. Rab Yehuda b'Kvure l'Rabbonim b'Sreife. Chata sa'if ha'boa la sofik, ki goin hi pila sofik blad, sofik eine blad. Eina eicheles b'kotshim, she's not allowed to eat kotshim, she's a mechusa kippurim, shema bladu, ad she'tovi kaperosa. But it's a sofik. Maybe it wasn't a blat, so she's not a mechusa kippurim. So these kalbonis are kalbonis which are brought on a sofik. So ha'oile bo al tnai. The oile, there's no problem. And the oile of a yoldis will make a tnai. Im yoladeti arehi lechevosi. So that's an oile schoive. Vim lav arehi nidove. Abo an oile he can bring from a dove. A chatos he can't bring from a dove. She brings us on a sofik. He says, if I'm a chuyiv, it should be a chatas l'chaybosi. If not, it's chulin. It's nothing. I vein kan mishum chulin bazore. So how could you bring it? It's chulin bazore. The mikroi nofik meseches noze bepek mishoma. We learn that from psukim that you bring such a kolm, so there's no issue of chulin bazore. But va'asure ba'achile. It's also ba'achile shem b'chulin hi. Maybe it's chulin a malikosa shavya nevela. Is only make malika nechata soif. So if it's not a korban, there's no heter of malika. It's not matter ba'achile. Upligi bo Rabbi Yehuda ve'rabbonu perek basra de tmura. Chata soif abo la sofik tisorif. Rabbi Yehuda imer yatil. Va'af ol gav shen lo yisur mimenu osor ba'achile. Uba'ano vanush koris. That this is a hemshech of the limud before. We're going back to the same kadgadia that it's also bachile banov on ishkores and bal tesiru. Yeah, vube bal tesiru. Kape de chote nagro, kaf bozoch, she choka ko uman besoichoi, meida chakak, it has a base kibble, is yisreif es lishoine veschikai bechalbo. Lishnachrina yisreif, it means swallowing, meiser for chaya, swallow chaldo, which is sharp. Sadna nager oisir sod, losam boi raglei asirim, tmeivatosam basod raglei. Midvil yodei mishtalim, mairom as yodei memlachtei mishtalim schorik shenim saganim. He himself is suffering from his own, this whole inyonim that he created, he himself is suffering from them. Giro oisachitzim. Zog toisves. Omru loi oshem toli yechiach. Heimel arashbe. The divrayim der rabbonon, the omru shahim besreif, amai lo yofin en chometz minoisa shu besreif. Fakert, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosoi is very good. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosoi. Sopkefrei. You hold that even though it's v'bal tesiroi, it's not chayiv besreifim. But according to the Chachomim, so forget it, so you don't have a pilche. But I'm a read the mashmelohu hanoisa besreife, voloi koli surim shabetoire besreife, vafilu chomets. There you hold your, like Tyson before I asked the kashe. I have a meal, hanoisa besreife, and koli surim shabetoire besreife. They take a hold from this meal, even though it's doime to noisa. Bata oimer bekvure. Taimed Rabbi Yehuda dorish betoires koinim michi koidish hu. Hu besreife vlechatas oif oshem toloi besreife. He brings here a besundere drosche that a miut, that avke kochim vadoim achayu besreife, veloi kochim that a brought ala sofik. Zogte Gemara weit, v'chachomim oimrem mefaro v'zoire l'ruach umata l'yom. Iboi l'hu, heichi koma. What is pshat in the Mishnah? Mefaro v'zoire l'ruach umefaro umata l'yom. והתול לים יאוסו נתפירו, וידעו מפרר בזויר לרוח, אבל מטל לים בעיני. תראי בזויר לרוח, אני נתפירו, אבל ימטל לים, it's sufficient, that alone is sufficient, without פירו. That's a שיילה, אני אמשנה. אני אמנה את השיילה, אוסנה נמי גבי עבוד הזורי, כי היי גבנה. Abyesi aima sheikhik bezeir aluach. You had avay the dore, so you grind it, bezeir aluach, aimat aliyam. The boy you lose, so there we also had the same shayla. Heichi koma, sheikhik bezeir aluach, besheikhik umat aliyam. You need shrike by atol aliyam also. I do me sheikhik bezeir aluach, avamat aliyam bein. So we have here a shayla and two mishnayis, and the mishnah of piru and the mishnah of shrike, one is speaking about chometz, one is speaking about abay desore. So we're clearing what is pshat and the mataliyam. Omar Rabbe. So Rabbe said as follows. Mistavre abay desore, liyam hamelach ka'ozlo. Abay desore normally is thrown in the yam hamelach. Loiboy shrike. So you don't need shrike. You can throw it in ben. It's inaccessible. No one will ever come to derive benefit from it. Chometz, the Lashal Noris Kozel, Boy Piru. See Rashi, so that's dangerous. You throw Chometz away, someone might come and eat it. So, Mamela, you have to make sure that no one should be Nichshel in the Issa Chometz. Therefore, you need Piru. So, Mamela, so in other words, he's saying the Mishnah is, we have two Mishnayis Mataliyam. So the Mishnah of Piru is Mefarer or Mataliyam. Because Lashar Nar is Kozel. The Mishnah of Shrike is Mataliyam Behedye, since it is Liyam HaMelech. Omale Rabbi Yosef, Adar Rabbi Ibche Mistavro. Avoy de Zore de Loime Mise Boi Shrike. Pungfakel. Avoid the zore, which will not disintegrate, so that you have to grind it up. Chometz, the main is leiboi piro. Chometz, which will dissolve and disintegrate by itself, so it's not necessary to make piro. So lechere, the other rabbi, ibchem estavre, means the way you learn pshat in the Mishnah is, pungfakel. You're right. You're right that one Mishnah is matel liyam behedye, and one Mishnah is matl biyam al yedei, you grind it, but not the way you said. No, chometz needs piru, chometz does not need piru, avizor needs shrike. Yeah. Tanya kevosei de rabbe, tanya kevosei de rabbi Yosef. Tanya kibosei derab. Hoyo mahalach bamidbo. Mefarer vezoyre leruach. Hoyo mahalach besfine. Mefarer umat aliyam. So we see klo by piru, by chometz. You need piru also. That's a lot. It's right terab. Tanya kibosei derab Yosef. Hoyo mahalach bamidbo. Shoichik vezoyre leruach. It's being bar by the zore. So we see that Abay the Zohar is chayev b'shrike when you matel liyam. That's like Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara shrike kasha l'rabbe. Here shrike a rabbe said Abay the Zohar kim to liyam a melech kosi. You don't need shrike. Mpire kasha l'rabbe. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had said that chometz, since it's disintegrates, you don't need piru. And for the Gemara, Shrike le Rabbe le Kashe, Holy Yama Melech, Holy Shal Nahoris. He said, the whole Svar of Rabbe was that Abay Dezor le Yama Melech Kasi, Sama Mele, so doesn't need Shrike. But what'll be, so this Parais is speaking about Le Shal Nahoris, Shal Nahoris, he needs Shrike. Pira le Rabbe Yosef le Kashe, Habechiti ha Bename. That's what, by name, you just stick it into the water, you throw it into the water, it will disintegrate. But chiti was speaking about a sack of chitim, that you have to be mefazer. Because people can be nichshel with this, if you have a whole sack of chitim. So memele, there you have to, so there, that's pshat mefarer b'umat aliyam. Zogt Rashi. Oidilme le ruach hu de boi piru. Shema Yizrekenu Sholem. Maybe Leruach you need Piruf. Shema Yizrekenu Sholem. V'yimtzenu Acher V'yechlenu. Avoliyam Matul Be'ene V'meimis V'nimuk Me'elov. Loshen Shchikish Shaykh B'matris, Loshen Piruf Shaykh B'pas. Now this is Amiradik Rashi. Rashi explains why by Ruach do you need Piruf. So the only reason Rashi says why you need Piruf by Ruach, Shema Yizrekenu Sholem, will throw out a bread, V'yimtze'en Acher V'yechlenu. So this is only Achshash Takola. Someone might find it and eat it. But weiss tois von Rashi, that Me'ikar Adin, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Kipshutoi, Tashbisu, Sa'oir, Mibotechem. You have to get it out of the house. I got it out of the house, out of my property. There's a mitzvah deraisa of Tashbisu, Sa'oir, Mibotechem. I, it's in the street now. There's all sign in the street. Verkehrt, the Me'il Shmuel wants to say, according to Rashi, just like Rashi learns, there's a din bittel also. So the din bittel is only mimeno. That means I'm a vatel the chometz. So for me it's mushbis. By me it's offer. But for everyone else it's not offer. It's chometz. But if it's mushbis by me, it's shen genug. So memele if it's tashbisu soil mi b'teichem. If I got out of my house, it's finished. I got it out of my property. It is finished. That is the derais of the kikiyim. The Mil Shmuel says that's what you have to make sure that no one should be nichshul. So that is just like we had in the first Perek. We had a machlokes, Rashi and Taisus, what the chi of bdik is. Rashi says the chi of bdik is al tzbal yiro, and Taisus says the chi of bdik is al shema yovelochloi. Taisus brings a raya from kikir b'shmei koire, that the Gemara clothes are shayla if you have a kikar on a rafter, if you have to take it down. The shayla might fall down, he might come and eat it, or maybe it won't fall down. The Gemara is a whole sugya. So Taisa says, from here Zaraya, that Yachai Shema Yavilochle. So the Rishonim for M for Rashi, that Rashi al zikr is a chashav Shema Yavilochle, but not even Machai of Bdike. Not that there's a chiv to look b'chum v'sdoki, maybe I'll have chometz there and I might come need it. There's no such chiv. But if I see chometz in front of me, it's on the rafter. Zichr is a chash of Shema Yavolochle. So memele, Rashi says over here, the din pirur over here is al tad rabbonu dikidin. The din pirur is mid rabbonu, and you have to be mefara. In order that someone shouldn't be nichshol in it. But that's the whole din pirur. Min ha-teire, there's no such din. According to Rashi, it's moiridik. According to Rashi, in a Torah, you just take chometz and you throw it out of the house, not into your yard. That's right, b'teichem. But you throw it out of your house and you mekayim tashbisu and a guten tog, according to the chachom. But it's a chash takola. So now the Gemara clears the chash takola, the rabbonon, is so, v'chashteitzich, l'ruach, the zich a chash takola. In the yam is the chash takola. We'll see later. Maybe you have to be afraid. Maybe it will disintegrate. It won't disintegrate. A ship might find it. So this whole pilpul is only al chash takola. But this Rashi, the Pri Yitzchok, Rav Yitzchok Petzelberger wants to say, Amu'uyim de Kizach. We mentioned the beginning of Perek Kol Shor, the Sfor of Rabbi Kiveger, Davni Meluyim, that they taine that just like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you burn chometz, so the Eifer is mutter, kolon yischofem afra mutter. So they want a tain, according to the chachomim, it also should be mutter, because you mekayim tashbisu. So memele, so the same halacha should be apple. If I burn chometz, it should be mutter, because it's nasas mitzvos, I mekayim mitzvos tashbisu. I don't have to burn it, but if I burn it, it's nasas mitzvos. So memele, so also the Eifer should be mutter. That's a ha'ore of Rabbi Kiveger and Babdin Beluyim. So Rabbi Yitzchok Petzelberger, according to Rashi, according to Chachamim, you don't have to burn it. You just throw it out of the house. This whole mefarah v'zoyre l'ruch is not al mitzvah tashbisu. The mefarah v'zoyre l'ruch is al tzakola, that someone shouldn't be nichshul. Min ha'teire, according to Rashi, tashbisu, so'er mi'boteichem, you just have to get it out of the house, period. You can take 20 loaves of bread and put it in the street, you will mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. The soul din pirur is only al chash takole mid rabbonon. זמיר דיקה רשי. ים המלח אין צפינה עיוורס בוי. זה ממילא, זה רבי הלד, that by Yama Melach, there's no shashta kolo, whoever goes there. Boy Piro, Shemot in the Bashan Norris, Boy Piro, there's a boy, there's all Yama Melach, so you know, it's a matel behedje. Chomet, for Shal Norris, Boy Piro, Shemot, Tivga, Boy Svine, get shashta kolo, besitlanu, belama datayu. Loi me masse, in a mai me masse is oise. In Rabbi Yosef said, punkt verkehrt. Tanya kebosi de rabbe, de chomets boi pira. Tanya kebosi de Rabbi Yosef, de vizora boi schrike. So the Gemara answered, according to Rabbi Yosef, ve sheikhi bezer ruach emata liyam. Now the Rabbona on Taine, that's Rabbi Yosef by way of the Rabbona on Taine, afu nasa zevel, if you're going to be sheikhi bezer ruach, so this is going to become fertilizer. Atayra omro leyibak biyotcho ma'uma minachay. As I state in the Mishnah. So they are choylik on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, by avoy de zora shoychik bezoyr leruach. And they said, no, you can't do this because it's going to become zevos, it's going to become fertilizer, v'achmon omro leyibak biyotcho ma'uma minachay. So now Taisvus has a kasha. In our Mishnah, it says the same. In our Mishnah, it says the same loshem, afara b'zayir l'ruach. So l'choyre, according to the Chachamim, over there, that hold you're not allowed to be mefara b'zayir l'ruach avay d'zore, she'll not say zevel, so the same aloha should be applicable by chomets. In our Mishnah, it says, the Mishnah mefara b'zayir l'ruach. So t'chtais v'stu mahalach. Oy Mari, mahalach number one, the Rabbonon, the Masnissen, Hainu Rabbi Yossi, the Bepeire Kolatzlom. The Fakert, our Mishnah is Faka according to Rabbi Yossi, Bepeire Kolatzlom. Inami. Masnissen Dohochi, Ose Shape, Ke Rabbonon Dohochi. Taisha says, I'll tell you another term. Could be the Rabbonon, who hold by Avoy de Zora, you're not allowed to be Mepare, Bezoire, Leruach, because it's going to become Zebel. They hold by Chomet, you're allowed to do it. Aye. What's the difference? Och, yosu shapik rabon and dosen. Domr le avi nasa zevel megadol smochim brachmon omalit brach biyot chamum menacherem. Afal pikein, they will hold that by chomet it's mutter. Oh, the shoru hochem. Ay, why are they matter by chomet? Why by chomet are they matter? Why would it's not enough matter? Hay nevshim de bachomet ksim, lo yeyoch, vayne osar, ala kederach anot. The derech hanov chometz is not used as fertilizer. So memele, so therefore in our Mishnah, they'll hold its mutter. Avo bavay dezor like sivachi levos afilu shaloike derech hanov. But bavay dezor like sivachi levos afilu shaloike derech hanov. So therefore, so that's why they are chaylik. So the Mishlam Melech wants to say, so we have here two Mahalchim and Taisvis. The first Mahalch and Taisvis is that our Mish is going according to Rabbi Yossi. According to the Chachamim will be Yossi. Because it's Yossi. It's becoming Zevel. The second Mahalch and Taisvis is not going according to the Chachamim also, because it's Shaloi Kederach, and Chometz is Mutter Shaloi Kederach. Zok the Mishlam Melech, so what's the Machloik is the two Terutzim and Taisvis? The second Terutz is beautiful. Chometz is also shaloi kederach. Avoy dezor is muta shaloi. Chometz is, I'm sorry, chometz is muta shaloi kederach. Avoy dezor is also shaloi kederach. So mameila, so that's so therefore our Mishnah can go full according to the Chachamim. What's shot in the first terutz? So Mishnah says the two terutzim in Taisvis is if shaloi kederach is muta legamri or also midarabona. The first terutz says shaloi kederach is also also midarabona. Shaloi kederach is also midarabona. Taisvis knew it's shaloi kederach, but it's also midarabona. So Memele, so therefore the Taisa said our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. And the second Teretz Taisa holds that Shloike Derech is Mutter Lagambe. Rabbi Yosef wants to say, I feel it's also with the Rabbonon, since it's only a Sofik, if it might become Zevel. So it's a Sofik the Rabbonon. That's what the second Teretz was Machadish. Now, Taisa brings down the Lashon HaMishneh, and the Lashon HaMishneh is
ורחמונה אומה לא ידבק ביותך מאומה מן החרב. חכמים says, לא ידבק ביותך מאומה מן החרב. Now, Tosfos, that's why the חכמים asked. So, frag the Marsha, why do you have to bring לא ידבק ביותך מאומה מן החרב? Tosfos just said now, the reason it's also because how it is also shalai kederach finished. That's why it's also. So if that's why it's also, so why do you have to bring now a new pasuk la yidbak biyotcha ma'uma min acherem? So the Marsha says, because there's another factor involved. It's zeve zegoyrim. It is zeve zegoyrim over here because afilu becomes zevel. So it is not a direct anor. That means that which will grow. It's growing the tziruf, the karka, the mayim, and the zevel also, but zevel zegoyrim. So it should be mutar al zevel zegoyrim. So therefore they said, it says, la yidbak biyotcha me'ume min acherim. Yidbak biyotcha me'ume min acherim. So me'mele, if it says me'uma, so la goyrim is also awesome. That's, so the chachamim brought a pasuk to tell us, ket rabbi yeshal zevel zegoyrim is mutar. And the chachamim is telling us, no, zevel zegoyrim is awesome. That's what the Marsha says. So lechayre, so now we have a new factor over here. So lechayre, so why didn't Tosfos use this factor that our Mishnah can go according to the Chachamim? Because the Chachamim brought a pasuk that zeve zegoyrim is also because layidbak biyotcha me'uma min acherem. That's why zeve zegoyrim. That's why Zev is a Goyrim is also by Avoy Dezorah, because Me'uma. So our Mishnah, we don't have, by Chometz, we don't have this Pasuk, La'idbak biyotcha me'uma min acherem. So therefore, our Mishnah can go according to the Chachamim. What is the first Mahalach in Tosfos? So yesterday, we had said a Svore, that we mentioned a Svore, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Marshal, that Aran, Avoy Dezorah, that the Geder of Zev Zegoyrim is mutter is Megidrei HaBittel, that the Issa becomes bottle to the Heter. We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara said Hegdish the Loi bottle, so there's no din of Zev Zegoyrim. Be'emison, the Magen Avraham and Simen Tov Mem Hei Sivkotten Hei says the same Shtik Teire by Chometz, the Loi bottle, so there's also no din of Zev Zegoyrim. Zebezoy is very good. So Mamela al Zev Zegoyrim, Altsev is a goyrim, this is no heter by chometz either. So the whole pilpul of Tosfos is, al koponim is there a heter of shaloi kederich by chometz. That's the pilpul of Tosfos. So according to the first eretz of Tosfos, a village like kederich, but also mit the rabbonon. So memeila, our mishnah cannot be going according to the rabbonon. It's only going according to Rabbi Yosi, altsev is a goyrim is mutter. And then according to the second doesn't go fill according to the Rabbonon, because we have here a heter of Shaloi Kederach. Chometz de l'shar noris. De l'imotzina shoyeshoyne b'shum mokim kabi chometz yam ha-melach. It never says any place. Yelachen lo yam ha-melach, so it's any yam. Avogabe v'zorah ashka mechamaduchten. Gai de l'el yelachen lo yam ha-melach. Hilkach stam yam de toni gabe v'zorah avi yam ha-melach. Miu le rabbe, moi eles schrike bishar noris, ke de koma besomach. Afilo at rabbe says that Avoy Dezorah does not need schrike because you throw it to Yam HaMelech, but if you throw it to other no, schrike will help. That's what you have with the Baraisa. Kan be Yam HaMelech, you don't need schrike. Kan bishar noris, you do need schrike, and schrike will help. Ipche mistavre. Loshen ipche eine meyushev, the ma shayich ipre kivin sherabe mashva isa. L'chayre, the lashon of Tosfos means to ask as follows. Be'emeson, according to Rabbe, there is no difference in yesod between chometz and avoy dezorah. Both of them, you have to do a pula that no one should be able to be nichshol in it. No, by avoy dezorah, grad, since the place where you throw it into is Yam HaMelech, so it's taking care of itself. By Chometz, you throw it in Shal Noris, but by Emerson, this Achiev Mutal al Habailim, to make sure that Shloyovi lo Ochloi, that is Achiev Amutal Bain, by Avodah Zorah, Bain, by Chometz. Rav Yosef was Machadish, not by Chometz, you don't have to do anything. Chometz the water will take care of it. That was the chiddush, that's the difference between Rav Yosef and Rabbi. So Rav Yosef said the water takes care of chometz, the water doesn't take care of avodah zarah. He differentiated between the chometz and avodah zarah. Rabbi said there's no difference between chometz and avodah zarah b'etzem. You have to take care of it. But if you put in Yam HaMelech, for example, if you put chometz into Yam HaMelech, you also don't need pirul. If you'll put avodah zarah into Sharon Behorish, you'll need shrika. So b'etzem there's no difference. So Rabbi said there's no difference between avodah zarah and chometz, and Rav Yosef says there is a difference. So that's a shat ibchem mistavre. If Rabbi would say there's a difference between avodah zarah and chometz, and the difference is by avodah zarah you don't have to, and by chometz you do have to, and he would say fakel, by chometz you don't have to, and avodah zarah you do have to, so then it's ibchem mistavre. He says, Rabbi made one chilek, and he says, no, the chilek is fakel. But Be'emesin, Rabbi holds that avodah zarah and chometz are the same. Both of them, it's mutl on the bailim to make sure that no one should come to be nene from it. No, it matters where you throw it. That's the chilek. But there's no chilek between avodah zarah and chometz. And Rabbi Yosef said, there is a chilek. So b'meila, the loshen ibcha mistabra is not too good. Einem yushiv. In lechayre, sich verstehen, dass I do thesis, because the medubar is, how does that sign the Mishnah is? Rabbi said, the Mishnah of avodah zarah is speaking about matal yam behedyin, the Mishnah of chometz is speaking about mefara or matal yam, and Rabbi Yosef said, no, it's mestavah to zet sign the Mishnah's faker. In lechayre, not, tochayre dibcha mestavah is on how to learn pshat the Mishnah is. Not in the difference between avodah zarah and chometz. Avodah zarah d'loy memise boi shchik. L'chayre mashme. This is the lashon of Rabbi Yosef. L'chayre that avodah zarah nit shchik. L'chayre mashme d'lo Rabbi Yosef boi shchik afilu b'yam ha-melech. Because l'chayre d'mistoma amai d'koma rabbe ein tzorech shchik d'haino b'yam ha-melech. Come, Rabbi Yosef, the boy shrike. L'chayre Yisraeli kam Rabbi. Rabbi said, "Avei d'zor does not need shrike b'yam ha-melech." And he holds, "You do need shrike b'yam ha-melech." V'oydi b'shar nor estavke. Come, Rabbi Yosef, the boy shrike. V'loy b'yam ha-melech. If he means only need shrike b'shar nor es, v'loy poligar Rabbi b'avei d'zor ela b'chometz. So comes up b'avei d'zor, they all agree. B'yam ha-melech, you don't need. B'shar nor es, you do need. So there's no machlokes at all by avei d'zor ela b'chometz. Im kein mei koma tanje ke bosei der Rav Yosef, wo mei koma name shrike kashe le rabbe. So me meile, if we will say that Rav Yosef is meide ter rabbe by Yam HaMelech, and by Shal Nahoris, only by Shal Nahoris he says you need shrike, so. So what, the rabbe wasn't talking about Shal Nahoris, where do you have tanje ke bosei der Rav Yosef kashe le rabbe? So therefore, Taisvis wants to say that the Mestaba is that Rabbi Yosef is speaking about Yam HaMelech. And he's saying, you, Rabbi, said by Yam HaMelech, it's sufficient, Matal Yom. I say, you need Shrike by Yam HaMelech. Well, if he says, so come out another Chumra. But Rabbi Yosef, Bisham Nahoris, Loi Mahani Shrike, Midika Matzrich, Lohilich, Liyam HaMelech. That Shal Nahoris, if there's an Inyan of Yam HaMelech, so Vais Tachois, what's the Inyan of Yam HaMelech? If Shrike helps all over, so why what's the Inyan of Yelech HaNol Yam HaMelech? So Vais Tachois, that Shrike only helps by Yam HaMelech, so Shrike won't help in other places, Shal Nahoris. Ve'ein Nire, so Taisa says, but I don't like this whole Cheshbon. Lo Rabbi Yosi Mai Siraye, Yvayizar al pnei hamayim. Rabbi Yosi brought a raya that the Chachamim said you can't, that the Chachamim were chayish for zevel. Rabbi Yosi brought a raya yvayizar al pnei hamayim. So mainly you see it helps by avodah zarah. Mashme, mahani shrike b'shal nahoris. And Rabbi Yosi, the Tana Rabbi Yosi brought a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu by the eagle. So you see, it helps by Shal Nahoris. The way you're saying now, according to Rav Yosef, Shrika only helps by Yam HaMelech. Boy, the Bechol Mokim, the Maske Yam HaMelech, Bavoydezore, Bishaduchtem, Loi Maske Shrike. Doesn't say any place you should need Shrike. Ubekamo Duchtin, Motzino Diktoni Yam HaMelech, Velohochi Mahani Bishaduchtem. Besides Kalatzlomim, Marabella Zemi Yochanol Yam HaMelech, Amina Hosabig Mora, Gabi Chobishkel, Dalatudis, Bishodi Lenare. So it seems it says Yam HaMelech, and Mosa Shodi Lenare. וכן בנוזר, ובמילת נגע במפרש מויס לנוזר מי שאלך לים המלך, על מקדש בו ים המלך, ובערך נמיניקה בהקדש כלה בזוזי ושעודי בנארי. So ממילא, so the two יסוידס, what Tosfos had said, את רבי יוסף הולד שנית שחיקה בים המלך, so Tosfos has takash, whoever mentions ים המלך doesn't mention שחיקה. And number two, that would come out that שחיקה only helps בים המלך, as איכן את אמס, because we find out a lot of places where it says Yam HaMelech, and you could throw in Shalnor. So the Melech Tosfos does not like this Malchus. Kach nire, the Gamle Rav Yosef, Leiboy Shchike Elo B'Shalnor is Kamei L'Rab. There's no machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef by Avodah Zarah. Like Tosfos started off with. The Gamle Rav Yosef, Leiboy Shchike Elo B'Shalnor is Kamei L'Rab. Elo the Rabbi Svirelei, the Matel Liyam Tam da avoyde zora hein de yam hamelach beloy shrike. That the machlokes Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef is how do you learn pshat in the Mishnah when it says yam stam by avoyde zora? What yam are we speaking about? So Rabbe says yam stam by avoyde zora is yam hamelach. So therefore, so beloy shrike k'detan areishe gabitzus levona mitzus chama v'kamaduch the yoylech liyam hamelach. So here it says matel liyam means yam hamelach. Rav Yosef Muki lo b'shar noris v'yidei shrike midloi toni bed yiyat lo yam ha-melech v'leka bein rabbe l'rav Yosef el l'chomets b'shar noris einach anami by avodah zarah there's no machlokes whatsoever. It's only a machlokes in taich what when the Tana said matel liyam is he speaking about yam ha-melech? That's how rabbe learned. Rav Yosef said he's speaking about shar noris and therefore he needs shrike. But and there's no machlokes in avodah zarah. The whole machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef is does chometz need pirul by shar noris? Rabbi holds you do need it, and Rav Yosef holds you don't need it. In Taimel Rabbanon the last lo b'avodah zarah shoychik b'zeira l'ruach. Chachomim hold that you can't be shoychik b'zeira l'ruach because it becomes zevul. Is my yasum avodah zarah oto kol shor yoylech liyam hamelach v'rabbono mahani shrike b'shar nahoris tani hasam amru loy ibol aray from b'yizal pnei amayim b'sham ray aray hu ayme b'yizal pnei amayim loy niskava moishel l'boitkim kesoite. Not he left it there v'kelti he shept the water lady was boitkim kesoite ame di itzach lai taime mechlaud loy mahani shrike b'shar nahoris. So Vaitek could eventually end up with being zero. So according to the Chachomim, so Shar Nahoris don't help. Mefarav Zeir Luach doesn't help. So if a person has Avodah Zarah, the only eitz is he has to go to Yam HaMelach. Yishlam Darbonu Mefarav Zeir Luach b'mokim shei megadol tzmochim, a place where it is not megadol tzmochim, v'chein amrin en hosom. The Gemara says that in the Gemara says that in Avodah Zarah.